This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 19th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with comfortable temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying similar conditions, making it a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Ynet earlier this hour reveals Israel has launched a heavy assault on southern Lebanon as families of wounded soldiers express frustration over an Iran deal. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that former Navy Commander Eliezer Maron warns that diplomatic agreements could escalate tensions between Israel and Iran. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights that the U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned Lebanese officials and a business network linked to Hezbollah. Separately, in a piece from The Forward, J.D. Vance cautions Israeli cabinet against criticizing their key ally, the United States, over the Iran deal. And finally, according to the Australian Jewish News, there is significant concern over a perceived capitulation to Iran, with criticism directed towards the U.S. president's approach. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News shared just minutes ago that four Israeli soldiers, including a battalion commander, were killed in a Hezbollah drone strike. Michael Dixon, an Israeli commentator, expressed concern that Hezbollah terrorists, now emboldened, are part of the Iranian regime and warned of potential retaliation. Amichai Stein, a journalist, reported that four IDF soldiers were killed in South Lebanon during a Hezbollah attack, pointing to an escalation in the conflict. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report, Israel's military action in southern Lebanon comes as a response to rising tensions over an Iran deal that has left many in Israel uneasy. Families of soldiers wounded in previous engagements are questioning the mission's objectives. This military move signals Israel's firm stance amid diplomatic uncertainties. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, Major General Eliezer Maron expressed skepticism about international diplomacy with Iran. He warned that recent agreements might lead to increased hostilities, as Iran's nuclear ambitions remain a key concern for Israel. This skepticism reflects broader anxieties within Israel about regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News informs us of new U.S. sanctions targeting Hezbollah-linked networks in Lebanon. These sanctions aim to disrupt financial and political support for Hezbollah, increasing pressure on the group. The international community's actions could shape future diplomatic and military strategies in the region. Separately, from The Forward, J.D. Vance advised Israeli officials to be cautious in their criticism of the United States, emphasizing the importance of maintaining strong ties. The ongoing Iran deal negotiations have complicated U.S.-Israel relations, highlighting the delicate balance in international diplomacy. And finally, the Australian Jewish News critiques the U.S. president's stance on Iran, suggesting a dangerous miscalculation in viewing Iran's leadership as rational. This perspective adds to the chorus of concern over global approaches to Iran, with implications for Israel's security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on Zero Networks, where Dana Matalon-Goren discusses the evolving labor market and how new values are reshaping workplace expectations. Separately, Globes highlights a significant donation by the Yuzidman Foundation, which will fund a new rehabilitation hospital in Tel Aviv, enhancing healthcare infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business reports on the arrest of a millionaire heir in Los Angeles following threats against the Chabad rabbi, reflecting the intersection of wealth and community tensions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.